Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. From a report of the Poughkeepsie Journal, Pine Plains Post Office may soon bear the name of a town native who died serving the country. Under a bipartisan bill introduced by Congressman Anthony Delgado, the post office at 7722 South Main Street in Pine Plains would be renamed the Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon M. Kent Post Office. Kent, 35, was one of four Americans to die in northern Syria in January after a suicide bomber set off a fiery explosion, according to officials. A chief cryptologic technician in the Navy, Kent's name was added to the National Security Agency's National Cryptological Memorial, located inside the NSA headquarters at Fort Meade, Maryland. The 2001 Stissing Mountain High School graduate is a recipient of the Bronze Star, Purple Heart, two Joint Service Commendation Medals, the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal, the Army Commendation Medal, and the Joint Service Achievement Medal. Kent, by the way, also survived thyroid cancer in 2016 to return to active duty.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has one more town hall forum coming up. It'll be held starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Arbor Ridge at Brookmead, located 11 Mountain Laurel Lane in Rhinebeck. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is set 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock.
On Friday, May 10th, at 7 p.m., join the Pine Plains Free Library. They welcome artists and residents from nearby Chasashama North, seven artists from New York City, China, Seattle, Norway, and Japan, giving short public presentations about their work. The presentation is free and open to anybody who's interested. Snacks and tea will be served. More information available at chashama.org/programs/chanorth.
Northwest Rod and Gun Club and 3D archery shoots will be held beginning Saturday, May 11th at the club's property on South Canaan Road, Route 7. There will be two additional archery shoots Sunday, June 16th and Sunday, the September 15th. More information at 860-573-0334. Or northwestctrodandgun.org. Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is on Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12 noon at the Highway Garage in Greenport. The Tri-State Amazing Race is scheduled to be held on Saturday, beginning at the Colonial Theater on Railroad Street in Canaan. The race, inspired by the successful tea show The Amazing Race, as a starting point, the Colonial Theater. Two-person teams will be given clues, which aims them to their first destination, where they may be challenged with a task that they must successfully perform before they're given a clue to take them to their next destination. Tasks may be either physical or mental. Not every destination will necessarily have a task. Teams will need cars to travel between destinations. Pre-registration is required. To see if there's more room, contact Aaron at 860-806-3223. The Roloff Jansen Community Library is inviting residents of the Ancrum, Copake, and Hillsday area to a series of community conversations that are being held in May and June. The next one is coming up Saturday, May 11th, 10 till 12 at the Ancrum Firehouse. More information at 518-325-4101. Great Barrington Historical Society presents a lecture featuring Dr. David Levison on Saturday at 2 p.m., Elizabeth Freeman's Case for Freedom, focusing on historic accounts to abolish slavery in Massachusetts during the colonial period. Tickets or more information at 413-591-8702 or gbhistory.org. Maplebrook School celebrates the grand opening of the AIM Gallery Saturday from 2 to 4. With 12-foot walls and over 3,200 square feet of exhibition space, along with movable partitions, the gallery is able to accommodate artistic expressions of all scales and formats. Painter Seth Ruggles Hiller and sculptor Bob Hill will both be on hand at the opening to talk about their work. Gallery hours will be Thursday through Saturday, 11 till 6, and Sunday, 12 to 4, or by appointment. Now, you can also visit the 15th Annual Regional Student Art Exhibit, which is running through May 13th, featuring student artwork from Dover Union High School, the Hotchkiss School, Maplebrook School, Millbrook School, Stissing Mountain High School, and Weebatuck High School. The Sharon Burying Ground will host an open house May 11th from 1 till 4 at the Ground Chapel on Cemetery Road. Directions will give tours of the newly renovated chapel and show the people the columbarium, which is now in place. Parking is limited on the road, but more parking space will be available within the cemetery. More information, 860-364-0635. Thoreau's last lecture, Fall Color in the Autumn of Life, a lecture by David K. Leff, is being held on Saturday at the Douglas Library in Canaan at 4 p.m. St. John's Lutheran Church annual roast beef barbecue in Ankrumdale, New York, being held Saturday. Take out or eat in. Ticket donation, $15 for adults, $7 for children under 10. All takeouts are $15. Takeouts at 4:30, eat in at 5:30. For tickets or more information, 518-789-4769. Sheffield Boy Scout Troop 28 will serve up their 6th annual fish fry dinner on Saturday from 5 till 7 at the American Legion, Route 7 in Sheffield. Tickets will be available at the door, $12 for adults. Youngsters 4 to 12 dine at half price. You can get family pack for only $35. Takeouts will be available. Christine Bachrach returns to the Rojan Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, featuring a cabaret-style show and selections from the Great American Songbook. That event takes place on Sunday from 4 until 6:30. 2019 Spring Choral Concert at Hotchkiss School, 21st Century American Choral Music, presented by the Hotchkiss Chorus on Sunday, May 12th at 7 p.m. in the Hotchkiss School Chapel. It's free and open to the public. For more information, 860-435-4423. On the web, hotchkiss.org/arts. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 2.24 to 25,967.33 yesterday. NASDAQ starts up today at 7943.32, and the S&P 500 at 2879.42. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.